Henri Matisse and Modern Art by Taylor Dennis. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. At least that's what they've always told us, right? When Henri Matisse began as an artist, artwork was predominantly celebrated for realism in the historical scenes they depicted. They were much more objective, rigid ideas of what made art good. Matisse, however, started off with classical art knowledge and worked backward to elicit a modern take of the subject. Henri Matisse went on to influence the concept and definition of modernism in his art and in his life. This is demonstrated in his letters with Walter Pach, his transition to cutout art, and the careful planning he put into his work. Modernism is all about breaking away from classical ideals and paradigms, which was exactly what Matisse did. He devolved his work, changing proportions, focal points, colors, and mediums to elicit emotion in the audience. Some of his collections demonstrate this progression, like Interior with Goldfish and Goldfish and Palette, where Matisse started off with a room scene where the goldfish merely was, and then the goldfish the focal point, and then the room around it abstract. He demonstrates this yet again with Young Sailor 1 and Young Sailor 2, when he starts off in Young Sailor 1 with a more traditional and realistic portrait and decomposes it to a flatter, less dimensional, and far more modern. Young Sailor 2, while far less realistic, is a soulful expression capturing the young fisherman who would become far more famous than the former. In addition to the work he created that influenced other artists, he founded the Matisse Academy and coached other artists in artist techniques and modern techniques, as seen in his letters to Walter Pach. In one of his later letters, Matisse writes, "A modern painter has no need of fame," after Pach wrote Matisse asking what frame he would use for one of his works. From these letters, we can clearly see that Matisse was well-developed in the ideas of modernism and what it could be, and was eager to influence other artists as they helped develop the style. He also had his own academy for young artists in France, where he taught them and influenced their art for many years. Part of Matisse's modern work was the use of different mediums. Matisse created an extensive cutout art collection, sometimes described as drawing or painting with scissors, because of his artistry and ability to capture form and evoke emotion. His work in cutout art began when he was bedridden with cancer. Like the style of modernism, Matisse adapted and took on this new form of expressing his artistic vision rather than allowing himself to be held back by the cultural ideas around what art should be. This act alone gives me so much respect for Matisse and his courageous creative vision. He made more than 200 cutouts during this time, and as he went, they grew in size and grandeur, many of which were installed on walls. He felt this time was his second life, and this work reflects the joy he had for the world around him. While modern art was often seen as less developed or sophisticated from the other traditional styles, Matisse put great care and attention into his work. He created works that appeared spontaneous, but were carefully crafted and designed. Matisse studied the female form, and particularly the movement of the body dancing, so much so that his work has even been compared to a dancer on display. Sue Karen Smith, in her article, Masterworks in Progress, Exploring the Mind and Work of Henri Matisse, wrote, "Like a toned dancer, Matisse could produce his work only after submitting to an arduous process. As we can see from his extensive sketches and drawings, Matisse put great care and attention into every element of his work to capture more than just the realistic scene, like many of the painters before him. But in his later cutout work, the many pinholes reveal the same thing, that Matisse adjusted and adapted his pieces many times before they were glued down. Although his work looks spontaneous and sometimes abstract, Matisse had a precise vision and often restarted projects that weren't quite right. In the end, Henri Matisse not only created influential modern works, but he embodied the ideals himself. He was a living example of resilience when he transitioned to cut work pieces during his illness and brought life and happiness into his art. Since his time, art has progressed a long way and is respected as subjective and challenging. Matisse helped field that change. Matisse was adaptive, creative, and passionate about capturing the essence of everyday life and displaying it for us to enjoy. While I love all the cutouts, my favorite is the Blue Nude collection, Standing, Sitting, and Wind in the Hair. They're so carefree and raw without being obscene. I feel the emotion, distress, exhaustion, and joy when I look at them. They feel carefree, seen, and beloved, but not exposed, at least not shamefully. They are presented honestly, but not at expense of themselves. I can only imagine that this is exactly how Henri wanted me to see them. He must have seen so much beauty and grace around him to capture the world with the colors and bold lines of his cutouts. I'm glad that we get to enjoy his perspective and outlook on life in his work to this day. Thanks, Henri. To see Matisse's Blue Nude No. 2 from 1952, check out this webpage from the Museum of Modern Art listed below.